the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's Never O'Clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila.
Another week went by. It's a new week, and we're another week closer to death.
Our new motivational podcast, Deathbringers.
Yep. You know, I complained about them before, but I'll do it again. These fucking Toyota commercials.
Did they put a ribbon on the car?
No, not those ones. That's okay. Lexus. Because, you know, hey, I just bought you a $40,000 car for Christmas. I never owe you anything again. Forever.
It doesn't usually work that way. Even if you give someone, like, one big gift, you can't just claim that's for your life.
Yeah, if I was rich, I'd be like, here's $1 million. Don't ever ask me for anything again.
In fact, don't ever talk to me again either. This is more of, like, hush money.
Payoff.
Yeah. I wish someone would pay me off.
Yeah. I've been looking for ways to make a lot of money. I'll talk about that in a second. No, but the...
Toyota?
I think it's Toyota. One of those car commercials. They do the thing where they start off and you're a guy, you know, you're a little kid and you're helping your dad wash his Toyota. And then you grow up and then he gives you that same Toyota for your 16th birthday.
I'd be like, Dad, this car's a piece of shit. It was used when you got it. What is this, a fucking 40-year-old
car? That's the thing. They say that those cars last. And then they show
it
you...
It lasts, yeah. But then you know what? You think I'm getting pussy in this?
Graduating from college. And then they show you, you know, now you have a good job and you bought
your own Toyota.
You bought a minivan or whatever for your family. And then they show you when you're old with your gray hair driving around your... it's Mazda, that's what it is. You're driving around your Mazda Miata because now you're retired and you have extra money and you bought yourself a car. And then, the only thing they don't show is death. They just show you your fucking rotting corpse.
Or what if you die in a wreck?
I don't need to be reminded of how fast life goes by. But look at this. See how his life progressed. Fuck
hey,
you.
Remember 30 seconds ago when he was an 8-year-old?
Yeah.
Remember that?
30? He was like 10. Commercial's only a minute long. Fuck you. Yeah, life's almost over. That's how I feel every day. I'm like, life is almost over.
Yeah, thanks, Mazda. I know I'm going to die. I don't need reminding.
It's bullshit. Life is a fucking bullshit in that regard.
Well, in lots of regards, really.
You know, everyone you love is going to die unless you're lucky enough that you die first.
That's your lucky break in life.
Yeah, those are your two options.
If you manage
either
to die
suffer
before
the misery
else.
Of having your parents die and possibly your siblings and what
love,
your wife,
other loved ones,
wife,
yeah.
Grandma, whatever,
friends,
or you die first. You don't have to feel any of that.
So either, you suffer, or you make everyone else suffer because they're suffering because
that's
you're
it.
Dying.
Those are the only two options you have in life.
Who's going to suffer? You or them?
Because I guess the best scenario is like
we all die together.
You're
fiery plane crash.
Your grandparents lived to 95. Your parents lived to 95. That way. You know, when a 95-year-old person dies, you're not like...
You're sad, but it's expected. It's like you were kind of... For the last 10 years, you've been waiting for it.
You're not like... You know...
What?
If someone you know dies in their 50s, you're like... Or even younger, you're just you can really... Like, you can't do shit.
You're dumbfounded because you knew they should have lasted another fucking, like, 40 years easy.
It can hit you... It feels like a truck hit you.
And sometimes it was a truck that hit you.
Well, or the person who's dead. But it's like, I don't. Have you ever had you don't think you've ever had a death like that, have you?
No. The only person that was ever close to me who died was my grandfather, and he was in his 90s. I mean, it still hurt, but I mean, you know, like I said.
Yeah, well.
It wasn't like a shock.
See, I had to go through that I was 12 years old, and my grandfather died at age 57, and I was super close to him. And it's like a bus hitting you. It's like, holy shit. I barely remember what it was like now, but.
I'm sure at the time.
It's like, man, what the fuck?
Especially when you're that young.
Yeah, because
you're
naive.
You don't really understand.
You're naive. Like, who would have thought that would happen?
You barely even... you understand the concept that people die, but you don't understand it kind of like on a visceral level, you know? It's not even... That intellectual level isn't really even there. It's like on the periphery. Like, you know that people die, but you really don't... There's no real comprehension there.
And that's probably why I'm so obsessed with death, too.
Then you fuck dead bodies and shit.
No,
it's
not
weird.
Like that. But I just like, I'm fascinated by the prospect of, like, a lot of people when they die, they don't see it coming at all.
That's probably why you're a serial killer.
No.
You know, that's not why I'm
trying to have a serious discussion
here. Okay, okay.
Call me a serial killer.
We'll discuss that another time. I mean, there's many reasons why you do what you do, probably.
But it's like, that's crazy. Like, it's like, man, that guy was just going about his day. He put his pants on like he does every day, gets dressed, brushes his teeth.
Fuck it, I'm not putting pants on anymore.
Yeah, because he might die.
Listen, if I'm going to die, I'm going to die with my dick out. That's how I want to go.
Because sometimes you see pictures of corpses, and you're like, that guy picked that shirt out.
We just talked about this the other day.
Unknowingly.
Your death outfit.
Thinking he picked his death outfit. It's fucking crazy.
You see those things on the internet where somebody took a selfie just before they died.
Oh, there's deaths all over the place.
Yeah.
Now.
It's like they were, you know, this couple, they were doing something stupid, and then they died just after. They were like, I'm gonna hold you over this ravine. Ha ha! Let's take a picture. And then later, they fell over.
It's
oh
not
shit!
Not even that crazy. there's this website called The Tweets Hereafter. It's all these people's final tweets. They're somewhat famous, most of them. I think it's a European site, so a lot of people you never heard of. But it's like it's just like a normal tweet. Like, oh man, did you see that game? And then it'll show that he died like an hour later or something. It's like, it's crazy.
You know what? If it's an hour later, I don't think it applies. I'm like, it's a fucking hour. If it was like a minute later, I'm like, oh, shit.
Well, it's always about their last tweet. It could be days later. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, that I don't care.
Well,
there needs to be a time frame. What if I tweeted and then 10 years go by and I fucking die? Technically, yeah, that was my last tweet. I haven't been on Twitter.
Yeah, there is a lot of them where people are, like the one where these two girls took a selfie in their car and they died in a car crash like, you know, minutes later.
Yeah, because they were fucking around on their phones and driving. Yeah.
Yeah, but then there's you know, whatever.
I love how no one gives a shit about the cell phone driving laws.
Because most people don't care about a lot of laws because they think, well, I'm a good driver.
I can do it. Now, I mean, I do it too. I'll text.
I watch porn when I'm driving.
Yeah,
I
mean, I'm not jerking it. You know what I do? I rub myself over the jeans. Yeah. So I can still concentrate on the road.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. But, you know, at a stop sign, I'll send a quick text. Or if I'm at a light.
Stop sign? I mean, I guess.
Like, really quick. I'm not typing a fucking paragraph.
What's this guy doing?
Today, I went to the market. You know what I saw? You know, I'll do it too. But you see people on their phone or like they're driving down the street and you see their head is down. I'm like, well, they're on, you know, they're doing shit with their phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one cares about the law. Oh, man. Did I tell you about the railroad tracks and the police?
No.
No? Okay. So I was at, you know, the railroad tracks coming up towards
you. Did you say railroad tracks?
I know, I did.
Hey, Daddy, can we go look at the railroad tracks?
No, listen, it's me, Scott Buchanan. You know the railroad tracks? So, so I was at, the train is going by. I'm stopped. I'm waiting to go by. And on the other side, just three guys and dirt bikes. And the train went by. But the arm, you know, it takes a few seconds for the arms to go up. Sometimes like 30 seconds. Like, I don't know why it isn't, you know, coming up, but it's not. So you just have to fucking wait. So, meanwhile, behind some bushes is where the cop is waiting. Like, I don't know what he's doing. He's just hanging out. So, these three guys on the dirt bikes can't see the cop. So, what do? We're not waiting for that fucking arm to go up. We're in dirt bikes. You know, they go through it, and they're off to the side, going, you know, along the tracks, and they swing around the bushes right behind the cop. And I'm thinking, fuck yeah, get those assholes, because they just went through the fucking thing, and there's, you know, zipping by. I was imagining the guy on the bike saying, oh shit, because they didn't see that cop there. So, you know, they just keep going, and you know what happened?
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing. I'm like, was that cop sleeping? Or just doesn't give a fuck?
Maybe he didn't care.
Yeah, like, I don't know. He really might have been taking a nap. That's his sleeping spot. Or he just, whatever, who cares, I don't know.
No, he couldn't get a speed, he's looking for speeding tickets.
I guess, but you can give the guy tickets, I mean, you're going to get money for all their kind of tickets. I'm sure it's a hefty fine for going through railroad crossings.
I don't know, maybe not. Train already went by.
Doesn't matter, if the arm's down. Let's fucking go. Let's go. Let me just drive around the arms.
Well, there's a glitch. You're just going to sit there all day?
But there was no glitch. If there was a glitch, no, but there wasn't.
I'd be nervous anyways going around. Because that's like, you're going to like, I would be afraid like I'd get caught and like, oh shit. Because like, I saw an episode of Rescue 911 back in the 90s where this guy got caught in the train tracks. And then, you know, the train's like honking and he's like, I don't know what to do. And he got out to get run out of his car.
Yeah. I had to go through them one time just because there was like a glitch. I was stopped, the arms were down, and then the arms came up.
So and then Marty McFly came by in the DeLorean.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Have you seen Doc? Because apparently we were really good friends, but I guess not, because he's been time traveling for years, and he just finally got around to visiting me, because he already had a family and kids.
And why did you decide to visit him there? You could visit him anywhere.
It always drives me crazy how Doc did not give a fuck about Marty. They traveled through time together. They risked their lives for each other.
All because he fell in love.
But he did not give a fuck. Listen, I started a family now, Marty. I'm sorry. He does not care about that kid. That kid is shit to him now. He started a family. He has kids. And then finally he gets around to visiting him one fucking time to give him a picture. All right, see ya. Done with you, man. Listen, I got this other shit going on now.
Yeah.
That's a slice of life right there.
Yeah, that's how it works. You know, your best friend who's a wild-eyed scientist, he meets a woman when you're time traveling.
Yeah, starts a family, and now that's it.
That story's been told 1,000 times.
We're not friends anymore. Like, I mean, we were pretty tight. And, you know, that's
I don't know any of the people I used to time travel anymore. we
drift apart.
Yeah, we drifted apart.
Listen, some guys are in the 50s, some guys are in the Stone Age. I don't know, we don't hang out anymore. What are you going to do? Oh, the arm went down. So, like, the arm went up on the train tracks, and so I go through, and then as I'm going through, it decided to go down again, so I just had to, like, fucking swerve out of the way and go through it, because, like, I'm already there, man.
That same day?
No, not the same day, it was a different time.
Oh, and then you got pulled over.
No, it was a different time.
That would have been funny.
Would have been. Shit like that happens. It's like, there's guys speeding past me. Meanwhile, the cop pulls me over because I was going too fast. I'm like, what about those guys who are going like a good 20 miles an hour more than me?
Yeah.
You can't say that. Like, those guys were doing something bad too, officer.
So, last week, we had that episode where I named it like Naked Nude Nudist. What was it? Oh, the Naked Nude Crew?
Yeah.
So, I was looking for some I should know this is bad news. I was looking for a photo for that. Did you see the photo of that I posted?
I probably did, but I don't remember.
Well, look at our Hot Shot Whiz Kids, the last photo that I posted. It's a pretty funny photo. Anyway, I was on Google looking for that. Did you know that if you Google nude or nudes, that a ton of family nudist photos come up?
Really?
With little kids and teenage girls. And I'm like, is this fucking illegal? I didn't know... Like, they weren't sexual in any way. It was just a family standing there smiling. Like any kind of, like,
Oh, I did see. It looks like the people fucking in the photo.
Yeah.
But they're probably, like, doing some kind of nude leg stretches.
Which is odd.
I know.
It's like 12 guys with a partner stretching their legs out.
But it looks like they're doing, you know, missionary style.
They're all nude.
You know what it is? Maybe because it's, like, a cultural thing. It's, like, so it's not illegal.
No, I looked... Oh.
You know what? No, for being, like, nudist, the nudist picture's coming
out. I'll say that photo is from a nude canoeing team, rowing team's nude calendar.
Like, listen, we got to stretch out our legs.
Some rowing team put out a nude calendar.
Those are all gay guys, right? Because there's not that many straight guys who are going to get nude. Like, hey, let me climb on top of you to stretch out your legs.
And I'm not being in any nude calendar. I mean, I guess if I fluffed up, it'd be all right, but...
I'm too self-conscious about my body. I don't think I would be.
But I don't know. I don't know if I was like, and you see that shit, you're like, man, am I gonna get
The FBI is gonna be knocking on your door.
Like, it's not like I'm just on Google. I didn't download anything, and I didn't Google nude little, you know, little kids or something. But they're, sure enough, there they are.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Teenage girls, you know.
Shouldn't that be illegal? Because parents get fucking busted for posting pictures of their kids taking a bath, which is totally innocent. Meanwhile, here you are looking at pictures on your computer. That sounds like more, it's like it's more illegal to me.
Do you think it should be
what you do is worse?
Should that be illegal?
The parents in the bath time?
No, any of this. Like, if there's nude pictures of a kid, if it's not sexual.
Yeah, if it's not, the thing is, yeah, if it's not provocative, I say it's fine. And maybe the argument is that, listen, some guy who's a pedophile is going to get off on that picture. But you know what?
But people get off on everything.
But yeah, that's on him. That's not on me.
People get off on shoes and dogs and, you know, they get off on everything. So you can't post pictures of anything.
I know. That's like, that's part of his illness. Yeah, I don't think that should apply to you.
In a world where guys are jerking off to dirty feet, I mean, does it really matter?
Yeah, so that's a provocative picture. A picture of my feet with some smudges on it.
I mean,
that's pornography.
I don't understand it. Like I said, it's a posed picture. Like, the one was a Christmas picture of their whole family. There was a Christmas tree. Some people have Santa hats on, but they're nude. And the ages, you know, vary from, like, you know, 60-year-old woman to, you know, 8-year-old kid or, you know, 2-year-old kid, like little kids. It's the whole family.
Yeah. I, you know what? Who knows what the fucking law is? I don't know.
And the weird part is, in nudist colonies, there's little kids naked there.
Yeah. There's, you know, all the runs the whole gamut of ages, I'm sure. There's 16-year-old girls just wandering around naked. There's 30-year-old guys. There's, you know, fucking 3-year-olds nude. Everyone's fucking naked. That's how we live.
The forbidden fruit of a 16-year-old girl.
Well, for you.
It's not forbidden for you.
Nope.
I guess.
Depends where you live.
I suppose, but I don't think there's any scenario where I'd have sex with a 16-year-old. I don't know.
What if the scenario is you're 16?
Well,
even then, you
any scenario now?
Idiot. All right, you said any scenario.
Listen,
I was 16 once. I would have loved to have sex with a 16-year-old girl.
You had sex with a 14-year-old girl, or 15-year-old girl.
Not when I was 16. I had it when I was 14 going into 15.
Well, there you go.
It's yeah, I wasn't 16.
You lived the fantasy. Now get over it.
Listen, not really. It wasn't that good. But when I was 16, I didn't have shit. You know for a fact that from after that time when I was 14, I didn't see anything again until I was 21.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I do. It's a long stretch.
Well, 2 years? What is it?
That's seven.
7 years.
2 years. 14 to 21. That's two, right? One, two. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So.
Head for numbers, this guy.
I was annoyed. I saw some article.
I thought you were going to say I was anointed. I was anointed today.
No. I was annoyed.
Brother Jessup.
Apparently we're calling people Generation Z now?
Does this have to do with zombies?
No. I don't
know. I think that's a movie.
These fucking writers on the web,
they just make shit up. I haven't heard this one. Yeah, that sounds like nonsense.
It's new. According to Wikipedia,
X, Y, and there's some other shit.
Generation Z, also iGen or post-millennials.
Oh yeah, what happened to millennials?
Are the cohort of the people born after the millennial generation. When the millennial generation's still going, I thought. There's a disagreement on the name and the exact range of birth dates. Some sources start this generation at the mid or late 90s, or from the mid-2000s to present day.
Mid or late 90s, they're the fucking millennials.
That's why this generation stuff is bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, it's just made-up nonsense. Just to, you know, gain a little traction, get some views on that shit. It's fucking nothing.
And millennials, or Generation Y, are the cohort following Generation X.
You know, the thing is,
there's no precise dates when the generation starts. Most researchers say they use the birth rates ranging from the early 1980s to 2000s.
Whatever, man. It's fucking bullshit. For the longest time, we were Generation X, but then they kind of changed it.
Well, you still are.
Well, they kind of changed it. And then they're like, oh, I guess I'm technically Generation Y. Now I'm X. I think I'm X again. They changed, like, what the dates are.
Yeah, they do.
So, like,
and by the way,
it means nothing. What does that mean?
It's completely meaningless.
Yeah, I know.
Because we can't be Generation. We can't be Generation Y because we can have kids. Theoretically, we can have kids that are. We can't be the same generation as our kids.
I don't know. It depends how long the generation's. A generation is technically 100 years, you know.
Well, no, I think it's like 10 or 20 years.
Well, no, a generation is 100 years. But then they use it in a different term as a, like, in, like, the family. Like, one generation to the next.
But you know what the weird thing is? Like, for years, you only heard about two generations. Baby boomers and Generation X.
Yeah. Well, because...
That was it.
They made up the baby boomer thing. Then it was like, a good, like, 60 years later they came up with that Gen X shit.
And now, like, we got to name every generation now. So now, what are we going to name them? Well, how about this? Generation Y. And then someone else said, that's not that great. How about millennials? Because they were born in the new millennium. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
That's
better. And now someone's like, well, we got to name this new generation. Ooh, Generation Z. I don't know.
How about
the iGen? Because there's a lot of computers around.
Yeah, because it's all iPad shit. That's good.
Stupid.
Yeah, well, of course.
I can't wait to the hologram generation. The hologen.
Ooh, that's even better.
Yeah.
Hologens, that's what they call them. Because no one leaves their homes anymore. They just have holograms that interact with the outside world.
That's good.
Wouldn't that be good?
Things are going to change, man.
Yeah, you just get to stay at home. It's like that one movie with Bruce Willis where you pretty much do stay home, but it's your android that goes out into the real world. And then it kind of was a new class system because only the poor people were actually physically out there. Everyone else was using their androids, and you could fuck with your android. You know, it was like a perfect copy.
Wait, what movie was this?
I don't remember. Bruce Willis was in it, though.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah.
And, like, you know, and everyone's hot.
But then people start dying. They're like, what's going on?
Yeah, because you weren't supposed to be able to die. Like, if something happened to your android, like, you know, you'd be fine at home.
Yeah, you talked about this movie before.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Not that good.
So here's a list. I don't know what source this is. Some
fucking
website.
Bullshit source.
The list of generations that are probably still alive now. 1901 to 1926 is the GI generation.
For the GI Bill? What is that?
Children of the World War One generation and fighters in World War
II. Never even heard of the GI generation.
How could it be children of the World War One generation when they're born in 1901? That doesn't make any sense.
They're not children. They're the ones who gave birth to the...
The next generation is the mature silence.
What?
Born 1927, 1945. So this is our grandparents.
Well, my grandfather was born before that. He was born in like 1917 or 18. I guess he was part of the GI generation.
I don't think... Did he know that?
No one... I didn't know that before you just said it. No one knows that.
Then comes...
Yeah, he didn't know that either.
Then comes the baby boomers, which is based off of the fact that there was a baby boom.
Coming back from the war. You're like, we're fucking a lot because I've been in a war.
Now, do you think during World War II they were like, there was less... Like, was it noticeable that there was less dudes around?
Probably, because everyone went to fucking war. Dudes with flat feet were sticking around.
Oh, my God. If you were...
It was probably shameful if you were there.
Oh, it was, yeah.
If you were a man and you weren't, it was like everyone looking at you like, why aren't you at war?
So if you're a 17-year-old dude, that's good news because, you want to be a little younger than that, 16, because that way you don't have to go to war.
And yeah, there's no shame, there's no stigma
and
about you going to war.
You can fuck a lot of lonely wives.
Yeah, it's like, listen, I'd love to be at war right now, but they won't let me because I'm too young. But
if you want to fuck... I'm just, you know, that's how I'm going to serve my country.
Yeah, because, I mean, listen, there's a lot of lonely, you're not widows yet, but you probably will be.
So baby boomers were born in 1946 to 1964. So I don't know.
Then what happened after 64? You're not the Gen X after 64.
Gen X, 1965 to 1980. So that's us.
That isn't...
But there's an asterisk, because I think it kind of like melds together.
I don't like that. I don't think anyone born in the 60s is part of the Gen X.
That's what it is. It's the one after the baby boomer. Yeah. Generation X is right after baby boomers.
I guess. I don't like their ranges.
But that's weird because a person born in 1965 could have kids born in 19... maybe not. It just doesn't make any sense.
It's technically possible to have children of the same generation as you.
Yeah, we're both iGens. And then came... this list doesn't go any further. Oh, yeah, it does.
Apparently, it's got to scroll down.
Generation Y Millenniums, born 1981 to year 2000. Which I don't think people born in the early 80s really are the same as generation... Whatever, this younger generation that's in high school now.
I don't know, whatever.
And then Generation Z, born after 2001. And so you can tell your son that he's in Generation Z. And he'll be pretty excited about that.
I guess.
So, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's fucking super dumb.
Psyched.
It doesn't even mean anything.
Yeah, I know it's meaningless, but what's their point? I hope you read this.
I don't know.
Is that it? Is there some kind of like, you know, some kind of agenda behind it? They're trying to push something.
No, I don't know. Well, I remember when we were younger, we always heard about Generation X.
Yeah,
which we weren't part of.
When we were kids, we weren't part of Generation X.
Because they were older people.
But then when...
We weren't part of any... They didn't name our generation. That's why we kept getting switched, because you only had baby boomers and then Generation X. We were nothing. We were insignificant little kids.
Yeah, and then when we got older, they classified us as Generation X. And then when we got a little older, they changed it and said we were Generation Y. And then we're Generation X again.
Yeah, they keep switching it back. I think we're stuck at Generation X
now. Yeah, I think you're going to keep that.
But
we're really far back enough where they're going to kind of keep it standard.
I think we're in between, because I've read articles about this too, because we can't really relate to Generation Xers because they're a little bit older. You know, they're a good 10 years older than us. You know, we can't relate to the people in Singles, you know? That's your Generation X type movies, Singles, yeah. Reality Bites. But they're all like 45 years old now.
Winona Ryder.
Yeah, you know, I could do her, but I don't relate to her. And then...
I'm going to fuck it, but I don't like it. I don't know.
And then... But I don't relate to someone who's, like, in their early 20s. Really? So, I don't know. Again, I don't relate to you.
All that relation shit, though, it's different because it depends where you are in your life.
I think with...
If you're in a job and you're with somebody who's, like, you know, a good 10, 15 years younger than you, you're almost in this, even though there's a big age gap between you... You're almost in the same position in your life, so there is some relation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it kind of depends.
And the other thing is that, you know, with the way, like, people are all kind of, like, are you surprised if a 6-year-old is into, like, phones and computers and stuff?
No. See, everyone's into phones and computers.
Yeah. Like, except for the super elderly.
Yeah, even mostly, they're not. Even then, sometimes, you know, they slowly get into it.
So there's not as much of a generational gap, because we're all into the same stuff.
Yeah.
You know, we're all a bunch of zombies walking around with our phones. But I was reading an article that Generation Z is getting away from technology. Like, they're getting off of social media and stuff.
That's fucking nonsense. Yeah, no one's getting off of that.
Of course. Well, they cited that... They said a few people I never heard of, and then they cited Lena Dunham, who still the Twitter, but she lets her people, she writes stuff for her people to post.
Like,
for
she's fucking relevant anymore. Well, she had her time. Her new
season, the new season of Girls is coming out.
Yeah,
soon.
I know. And even less people are going to watch it.
You know, you get a couple hundred thousand people watch it.
But. Wow. Out of how many million people are in America and, like, in Europe and all, you know?
Well, you go by HBO subscribers, I would say.
Yeah, but just because you subscribe to HBO doesn't mean you're watching that show.
That's what I'm saying. That's what you have to go by. You don't go by all of America.
Yeah, so you're going by nothing.
So you got to go by, 10 million HBO subscribers or whatever it is, 15.
So we're going to pretend that all those 10 million people are watching it?
No, that's not what I said. Okay. That's what you go by is comparison. You can't go, well, only 200,000 people out of... 260-275 million in America don't watch it.
You know what you go by? Really?
The viewing audience is never that big.
You go by what people are talking about. When Girls first came out, it was a big to-do. You heard shit all the time. And then as it went on, it's less and less. You don't really hear much anymore.
Because in a given night, there's what, 100 million people watching television?
Yeah, probably.
Somewhere around that.
Well, these days it's weird because... No one watches TV. Everyone watches, you know,
but I think
some
the number,
internet thing.
The number is like 100 to 150 million are watching TV in a given day, you know, in a given night. And to be a top-rated show, you only need about 10 to 15 of those.
I know. You barely anyone has to watch because the standards for what a hit is are so fucking low.
If you get 10 to 15 million, you are in Walking Dead territory and you're like, or Big Bang Theory, and you're just huge, like, wow. Biggest show on TV these days.
Meanwhile, like in the 70s, you had like...
It was 40-50,000. Or 40-50 million.
Yeah, you had like way more people watching. But then again, it was less...
You only had a few channels.
Yeah, there wasn't competition.
You had less people with TVs in the 70s. So you probably had like 75 million with TVs. And...
Three channels.
Yeah.
So if there was a big show, it doesn't matter. We're all fucking watching it. We're all watching The Love Boat and Dukes of Hazzard.
And now you got other stuff taking people's attention. Like we said, like phones and computer... Stuff that's not going to get registered until... Like... In 1985, at 8 o'clock at night, the majority of people in America...
We're all watching Golden Girls.
We're watching television. You know, that's what they did at night. These days, people are watching Netflix.
Or they're not watching TV at all.
And, you know, it all started with, well, now we got a VCR. We're not stuck watching TV. We can go rent something.
Yeah, well listen, I'm going to get a tape and watch something when I want to watch it. That's when it started.
I'm going to watch Adventures in Babysitting and...
Remember when she thought that guy was Thor?
I remember renting that movie. Like, I remember going to...
I used to watch it on HBO.
I remember going into the rental store and picking that one out.
Adventures in Babysitting. Aren't they making a remake? I heard talk of that.
Those are useless memories. Because I also remember every week we'd rent movies, and I was like, okay, I want to watch all the Indiana Jones movies. So once a week we'd rent all the Indiana Jones. Then I watched all the Rockies.
I remember.
Then I got all the Freddy Krueger movies, which, by the way, was a fucking chore to get my mom to let me watch those because they were rated R. Yeah. She's like, all right.
I don't know.
I don't know how I got her to let me do this.
I remember when we first got a VCR, it was such a big thing. And like my aunt and uncle and cousins, they all came over and everyone's sitting in the living room. And, you know, you go and rent a movie, and they rented some kind of horror movie, but my parents don't know how to rent. They were always rented shit. Like, I would never let the, like, you can't be allowed to go out on your own and rent something.
All right, everyone, gather around. We're going to watch Critters.
I've seen all the Critters. There's a new one, too.
We're going to watch Critters 2.
Who's that? Jamie something. I don't know. Not Jimmy Fox. The white one. I don't know. But the same dude, Michael Gross from Family Ties, he's still in it. But meanwhile, it was like, I don't know what the flick was that my parents rented, but they wouldn't let me watch it. So I remember I'm on the porch and I'm peeking in the window. And the only scene I remember is a hand coming up through the toilet, coming to grab somebody.
Yeah, it's Critters.
I don't think it was Critters. But like I said, you could not trust my parents to rent shit. My mom would go up and down all the aisles looking at everything, and I'd tell her every time, Mom, hit up the outer part. That's the new releases. Those are the good movies. That's what you want to see. She's wandering through the foreign films, just wandering through shit.
Why?
If you let her pick something, she'd pick some fucking nonsense.
Why do you feel like new movies are always the best when, what, 70% of new movies suck?
They're better than the like, you know, the non-rated shit that's out there. That, like, the no-name stuff.
Yeah, my father rented all the NR stuff because he wanted to see the nudity, I guess. Like, I remember he rented Pocahontas one time.
Pocahontas?
No, it was Pocahontas, but it was like a real-life one. And, you know, I never saw it.
A whole lot of fucking.
But he would always pick those ones, sexually charged movies.
Yeah.
He might have just went behind the black curtain and got the...
I know. Yeah, well... Would your mom go for that if you brought that home?
I don't know, and I don't want to know.
Like, I know, because my mom would not allow that shit. You know, I've told you before, my mom did not allow my dad to watch. He couldn't watch True Blood in front of her. Any of those HBO shows, he likes them. He wants to watch them, but he has to wait till she's out of the house.
Yeah, I don't think it's like that. My mom's not that conservative.
Because that, oh, hell no. Not in front of my mom.
I mean, who knows? Who knows what my mom's into? I mean, she reads those romance books.
She likes porn of the mind.
That's okay, yeah.
Yeah, porn of the mind. If she can imagine a throbbing cock, that's cool. But I don't want to see it.
Do you think your mom skips the pages if they get too, this is too in detail.
You know what? I don't see my mom reading them anymore. I used to, all the time, I'd come over and my mom would be reading her romance novels. Now I don't see that.
Used to be when I was away from the house, my picture of my mom would be her on a chair reading.
I know. Always reading those. You see on the cover, there's a cowboy with no shirt on. So do cowboys always leave their hat on? Like in the shower? They're just naked with a cowboy hat?
Because what's a cowboy without a hat and boots? He's just a guy.
Well, I don't wear my boots. I put my spurs around my ankles. Yeah. Okay? So you know I'm a cowboy. Anyway, if you want to know we're cowboys, go to hotshotwizkids.com. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube.
We should do some covers of...
romance novels?
Yeah, I did a science fiction one the other day, so...
We should do that. I did like that. Anyway, tell a friend. We'll be right back.
feel lonely.
What?